next patient was Donita Wallace. D, D as in David. D-O-N-I-T-A. Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Wallace. Date of birth is 4-18-57. Date of visit 6-26-25. Please make copy for Patricia Fredette. Fredette is F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Patricia Fredette. Next paragraph. Dear Patricia, thank you for sending Donita Wallace for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 68-year-old lady who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion. An occasional cough, has also experienced wheezing and tightness in her chest. The patient has a prior history of COPD and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. I was treated for COVID-19 infection in 2020 and 21. She denied chest pains, MAP disease, fevers, or chills, or night sweats. She has gained weight. She does have some nausea and reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for two C-sections in 1978 and 81. She also had a total thyroidectomy in 2013, lumbar disc surgery L4 to L5 in 1990, carpal tunnel release in 03, and trigger finger surgery in 24. The patient has diabetes and has hypothyroidism. She has had Dupuytren's contracture. Also has migraine headaches and had a history for thyroid cancer. Patient has hyperlipidemia, period. Next, family history. Mother died of lymphoma, father had lung cancer. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Let's see, one pack per day for over 35 years and quit. Alcohol use, none. Next, allergies to morphines. Next, medalists included Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Crestor 10 milligrams, such as Metformin 500 milligrams daily, Trilogyl up to 100 micrograms a day, Sumatriptan 50 milligrams as needed, and Omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This, can you mention system review? The patient has fatigue, no fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or burning or flank pains. She has had some wheezing and occasional cough. No abdominal pains, but has reflux. And she has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She She has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. She has headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, sign of the ictus, clubbing or peripheral edema. The blood pressure, 125/70, pulse is 88, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 168, saturation 95. HE and ear numbs, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. There are few crackles of the lung bases. There are scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular sonorousness, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. And next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, history of thyroid cancer. And hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast. And also advised to continue with the O2 2 liters at HS. CBC complete metabolic profile. And thyroid profile. She will use albuterol unit dose with the nebulizer, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Her PFT is done on 6/5/25. Showed evidence of severe obstructive airways disease with no significant change following bronchodilator use. The diffusing capacity was the diffusing capacity was severely reduced period. Next paragraph, plan, patient, that's it. That completes the dictation. The patient will be advised to come for a follow-up visit approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Patricia Fredette, FREDETTE. Copy for Dr. Patricia Fredette, MD.